And now, for more of what we've been talking about, and that's the labor union, from two central players. Steve Lerner is a director of the Property Service Division for the Service Employees International Union. He joins us via phone from Washington, D.C. And Martin Ludlow is Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. He joins us via phone from Chicago, where he addressed the AFL-CIO convention. He comes to us just off of the labor or the convention floor, I should say. And he's one of the nation's highest ranking African-American labor leaders. I thank you both. Mr. Ludlow, let me start with you. What's the buzz around the convention center there right now?
Well, obviously, there's a great deal of buzz about the activities of this week. I think that there has been a hope that there would be an ability to keep everyone together. But I think at the end of the day, this is not a surprise. I think the Change to Win Coalition has been very vocal about their issues, been very vocal about their efforts. And so I think for many of the national labor leaders, it's sort of the talk of the town. For the Central Labor Council leaders such as myself, we're anxious to head back to our cities and dig in. I think in L.A., as I've said now for the last month consistently, is that we will keep the labor movement alive in Los Angeles. In fact, I think we'll have an incredible year and are excited about just continuing to dig in and try to lift the boats of working families.
Steve Lerner, a lot being talked about. One of the things is that we're hearing from folks, this does not come as a surprise. Some would say, if that's the case, that perhaps unions in general in this country have been sleeping and allowing things to get to this point. Is that valid?
Yeah. The problem has been that for years, it's not just the last year or two, workers have been losing health care, workers have been losing pensions, wages are down, and it's because unions haven't organized, they haven't built a broad movement to lift workers out of poverty and make lives better. So we think, far from this being a bad thing, that it's a wonderful moment to rebuild the House of Labor around organizing, bringing people into the union who aren't in. And in places like our Los Angeles, where there are vibrant local labor movements, we're committed to being part of it and helping build it stronger.
Yet much of this country has been built on a national labor front, if you will, the AFL-CIO. It would be hard to believe 20, 25 years ago, if you fast forward it to today, to look at such a powerful union losing muscle, Martin Ludlow. What can happen to make sure and assure these workers that their clout, whether it be political, social, or just working clout, will not be lost in all of this?
Well, I guess first would be a little bit of a disagreement with you. I think the labor movement's muscle has been at the ground level. I think it's been at the local level. If you look, especially as your last guest was just talking about the rise in wages for African-American men, by and large, that's come from large-scale organizing in public sector arenas, and that's city by city, by county, by state. That hasn't been a national program per se. And then obviously organizing in small-town America or some of the large cities relative to the blue-collar industries. But the key point here is that the economy has shifted to a service sector economy. There's a globalization that's taking place. Companies are shutting down, leaving people behind, opening up the next day on the other side of the street under a different name. And I think as many people are talking about now is we've got to figure out how to rise to that occasion.
Steve Lerner, can you do that? We heard from Mr. Stern yesterday that he sees this economy now moving, shifting from a General Motors economy, union-heavy, to what he characterized as a Walmart economy.
Well, one of the reasons that SEIU is so excited and feels such urgency is we've added 900,000 new members through organizing. And in Los Angeles, one of the things we're doing with Martin Ludlow is organizing the thousands of African-American security officers who don't have health care, who don't have decent wages. And we now have a national campaign organizing security officers. And if they win the union and get the same thing that janitors have in the same buildings, it will add literally billions of dollars into the poorest inner city neighborhoods in the country. So we think this is a time of incredible opportunity. Workers are unhappy. And that when we work on the grassroots, I agree with Martin, and build a labor movement there combined with a national strategy, an international strategy, that we can rebuild middle-class jobs and change us from a Walmart economy to a good economy.
Martin Ludlow, I would agree with you in terms of the power of individual unions, particularly at local levels, depending obviously on what city you live. But I'll go back to my point of the national clout of a union like the FL-CIO has had over the course of the years. Can we now perhaps see this movement from bottom up and perhaps secure a more powerful union on all fronts on a national level?
Oh, absolutely, and I couldn't agree with Steve more. We have an opportunity right now. There's a reinvigorated debate about how we deal with the changing in the economy. I don't think there's any disagreement on the two different camps in terms of the necessity to organize the unorganized, the huge numbers of those working families that have fallen below the poverty line, that are falling out of the middle class. The question is, how do we get there? And I think we all leave Chicago, heading back to our cities and our counties and our states, trying to figure out how we respond to that. And I think that nothing but good can come from that. Obviously, as a Central Labor Council leader, I'd love to be going back with all of our membership intact and all of our unions intact. But I think right now we got to dig in. We've got a lot of work to do, and I just think there's an energy about this country right now asking for labor to step up, take charge, and return this country back to the working class people that really built it.
Steve Lerner, before we let you both go, and we appreciate your time, I'm an hourly worker working in Toledo, Ohio. I'm reading the headlines coming out of Chicago. I'm looking at the economy. I'm looking at what the United States has seen over the course of the last decade in terms of dwindling workforce. Tell me something that I should feel good about my future.
You should feel good about a group of unions and their members have said, we're going to take our money, we're going to take our time, we're going to take our resources, our power, and we're going to organize, we're going to welcome you in no matter what country you are, no matter what race you are, and we're going to build and rebuild a movement that helps you take on the largest employers in the world, win health care, pensions, and a decent life. You should feel good that there's a new commitment among a group of unions to building this movement so all workers are welcome and we have the power to really change this country and the world.
All right, Steve Lerner from the Service Employees International Union and Martin Ludlow of the Los Angeles County Federation of Labor. We thank you both. Greatly appreciate the update.
Yep, thanks a lot.